I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The pentatonic scale known to predate Pythagoras, the Ionian Greek philosopher, born around 560 BC, is a musical pattern with five notes per octave, developed independently by many ancient civilizations that is still used today. The old creation of the flute, fashioned from the bones of birds, is believed to be among the first instruments that use this scale. A diversity of pentatonic scales appear in the ancient music making of First Nation, Native Americans, Sub-Saharan Africans, East and Southeast Asians, and in a good number of European folk motifs. The pentatonic scale can be traced on a piano using, for example, the keys C, D, E, G, and A, singing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, and So, or numerically applying its use to 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, captured by the Greek term penta, a word for five, though ancient civilizations may not have actually prescribed a name to it. Then again, perhaps they did. Mystery and a good dose of intrigue surround the creation, development, and the use of early instruments by humans during ancient times. What was their purpose? Were they used for communication with earthly animals and celestial deities, private entertainment, or to mimic animals? Perhaps it was a healthy seasoning of each. It is said that flutes are between 40,000 and 60,000 years old. Did early cultures in time come to hold as truth that the bones of a bird could serve as a vessel for reimagining a bird's song? Yes, they likely did. And what is quite fascinating is that many of the bone flutes unearthed throughout the world are tuned to a five-note pentatonic scale. And there's more. In ancient times, the number five was considered the number of mankind. Some say this is because we humans have five fingers and five toes. Others state that this strange idea is linked to having a head, two hands, and two feet. Italian polymath Leonardo da Vinci even drew a pentagramic stance of the human body, making up a five-pointed symbol wedded to mystical beliefs. History suggests that the donning of jewelry in the five-pointed shape of a pentagram may have originated with Pythagoras and the Pythagoreans. In contrast, the Babylonians connected the pentagram with the five visible planets. Pythagoras, an influential and controversial figure, coordinated this suggestion with the pitches of the pentatonic scale and his supposition known as both music of the spheres and universal music. What can be confirmed is that the symmetry of the pentatonic scale, used in ancient times, lives on in modernity. And whether the global use of the pentatonic scale appears in pastoral melodies or fully orchestrated compositions, its symmetrical bridge between the past and the present inspires some to revisit the adage of American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who stated that music is the universal language of mankind. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.